Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we don't want no devils in the house.
Yes,
we want the Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus Christ the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We on a ultralight beam, we on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream, this is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity, deliver us peace, deliver us love, and we know we need it. You know we need it. You know we need it. Now we need you now. Pray for Paris. Pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith, but I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe, and in my holy war.
Why the depression, not blessings? Why, oh why, you do me wrong? You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. Don't have much friends to fight, so I look to the light. Don't make these wrongs turn right. Head up high, I look to the light. Hey, cause I know that you'll make everything alright. And I know that you'll take good care of your child. No longer am I afraid of the night, cause I look to the light.
If they come for you, I will shield your name. I will field their questions, I will feel your pain. No one can judge. They don't know.
Foot on the devil's neck to the drift at Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia.
Treat the demons just like Pam.
I mean, I fuck with your friends, but damn, Gina, I've been this way since Arthur was anteater. Now they wanna hit me with the woo-wop, bam. Trying to snap photos of family. My daughter look just like Sia, you can't see her.
You can feel the lyrics of spirit coming in braille. Summon of the underground, come and follow the trail. I made Sunday candy, I'm never going to hell. I met Kanye West, I'm never going to fail. You tell us do a good-ass job with Chance 3. I hear you gotta sell it to snatch the Grammy. Let's make it so free and the bar so hard that it ain't one gosh darn part. You can't tweet, this is my part, nobody else speak.
This is my part, nobody else speak. This little light of mine, glory.
Thank you.
mother go hard right there. We're going to play that one more time. That mother go too damn hard. Oh, man, shout out to Trail Money. Shout out to Trail Money. Hit that mug again. Ah, theme song, baby. I got that theme music. Geek. Hold on, I'll be right back. We're going to talk about it. We not playing tonight. Ah. Too much we got to learn. That mug go hard. Hey, if you go hard, hit a one in the chat room. Private chat too. That mug go hard. Shout out to Trail Money. Trail Money with the intro music. He got it's another little club too. He got where he put a verse to that mug. That mug, raw little mug. But anyway, man, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show. I am your gracious host, Tyron Joe. And tonight is a special night. We don't normally come on Mondays, but what happens when you have a show and it spills over to where you got to do a part two? That's what happens. It spills over to where you got to do a part two. Man, shout out to everybody that was on the panel that night. We're going to do this thing again. But before we do, we got a few things to talk about, a few housekeeping chores to talk about. Remember that thing is out there still killing people, get people sick. So you gotta protect your immune system, you know what I'm saying? If you get your information from that media, you might wanna get a second opinion. Get you some vitamin C, some zinc, selenium, some elderberry. You know what I'm saying? All that good stuff. Some manganese, magnesium, potassium. It's the stuff that I learned about potassium that we need so much potassium daily. And we let a lot of potassium out when we urinate. Okay? Our stomach has a potassium pump inside of it. And it pumps potassium nonstop. Just like your heart is pumping blood, so that's why you gotta have so much of it in your body. You know what I'm saying? That potassium is good for the bones. You know what I mean? It's good for bones. It's good for muscles as well. Man, do your research. Look it up. Because I mean, my question is to the Democrats. I know I'm not. You know, I know I don't get into this. This political stuff, but I'm going to hop on it just for a second. And to my panel, y'all ain't got to speak on this tonight because we're gonna get to y'all topic tonight. But the thing is that why would the man that you voted for, get up and say, I mean, well, not why would he, but I'm saying he got up and said 100 employees or more, they got to have a vaccine. But then He tossed it over to OSHA and then put it in OSHA's hands. Ain't that crazy? It's like throwing a rock and hiding your hands. So that's all I'm going to say about that. There's a whole bunch more. Something else I wanted to say, does sex equal commitment? That was a big topic today on the book. If you are new to the page, if you're new to this show, please subscribe, hit that notification bell, subscribe to our YouTube page, hit that notification bell, so to let you know when we are live and what we're really trying to do, because I see I'm getting a lot of, I don't want to say weirdos, but I'm getting a lot of people like strippers and stuff like that, spam, a lot of people spamming me trying to be my friend. And you already look legit. So what I'm going to ask you to do is, if you're watching this show and you want to be on Facebook, go to my BZNZ, at BZNZ Talk Facebook page, and just add yourself there. Because some of y'all, I don't really know y'all on my personal page like that. So I'm trying to draw the traffic there. What else we got going on? Deontay Wilder and Fury, I mean, they gave him a second chance. So all I can say is, it's like, okay, the first chance, you know, everybody was like, okay, it's a spook. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, no. They got to do another one. Because they was like, oh, no, Fury cheated. Well, I mean, they gave him another shot this past Saturday. Did Fury cheat? I don't know. I actually didn't watch the fight, but I'm like, come on, man. If you lost the second one, something is up for real. Something is up. Something is going on. So I don't know what type of boxer he is, though. I mean, and Deontay, dude can go. Dude can box. So I'm like, man, what really went down? I'm this week, sometime this week, because I'm so busy. Sometime this week, we got all day Friday. Praise God. I'm going to check that fight out, see what happens. But, yeah, man, I mean, yeah, I was rooting for Deontay, though. I ain't going to lie. I was rooting for him. You know what I'm saying? He was the heavyweight champ, but, you know, he had to relinquish that belt. So, you know what I mean? I'm like, dang, man, come on, Deontay. You got to represent for heavyweight. Represent. Also, if you ain't already, hold on, let me find it. I want to get you guys to start investing in one of these. That's the Black Law Dictionary. That's the fourth edition. And when we had the herbalist on, he recommended the fifth edition. So go ahead and get you a copy of those. I was able to download a copy of the fourth edition. You might have to buy the fifth edition. And they don't cost much. But, you know, if you're going to get both copies, you might want to start off with the fourth edition and get yourself together and move it on to the fifth edition. To start learning penal code, to start learning basic laws in your own city and state. So when, so if you pulled over or you're faced with having to speak to the police, you can know how to handle them, okay? You can know how to handle them and leave the situation alive. Leave the situation alive. But for tonight, we are in our topic part two of Accountability 101, part two, parenting, okay? And This stemmed from a very good heated debate, I must say. It was really good, but we was, you know, really low. I mean, we was way past time. And it was a great debate between Dwayne and Kiki. And we're gonna let them go at it here again, but because we got time tonight. But the question that was on the floor was, can a man raise a girl to be a woman? And can a woman raise a boy to be a man? And I'm gonna share my thoughts, and then I'm gonna let them battle it out. At the end of the day, in Kiki's words, at the end of the day, our parents did the best they could do. Whether you was raised by a single parent or both parents in the household. I know individuals that was raised by both parents in the household and they still was lacking. They were still lacking the necessary skills that they needed to be a competent adult. Whether it was a woman or a man, they were still lacking. No, a woman cannot tell no man about, you know, true manhoodism, but she can raise that young boy up to where respect women, be kind, what they say, open up doors, sugar spice, everything's nice. the fluffy stuff, but really understanding the true nature of a woman, really understanding how to even deal with the opposite sex, sometimes that little boy need a man in his life so that man can tell him how to deal with certain situations that's going to come up that he may not be familiar with. We're going to take a little pause. We're going to take just a little bit of pause right there. See, young men, there are situations that may come in your life when you are dealing with the opposite sex that your mama can't even tell you about. You're going to need your father in your life so he can be able to say, young man, I've have been down this road before. This is how you handle that, young man. Hello? We just heat up tonight. I know we got the heat on the building, but I'm about to warm it up for you. I'm going to warm this mic up for you. See, that's the same thing vice versa with the girls. There are certain situations when the girls come into contact with a man. She ain't going to be able to listen to her father about it. She about to go to mama. Like, how did you deal with this situation with men? Because this is unfamiliar territory to me, and I need you to show me what you did. Hello. See, when it comes down to topics like this, it is very complex. It's not an easy cookie-cutter type conversation, so therefore we got to hash it out and talk about it. We got to talk about these things. You know what I mean? Can't no man, when that time of the month comes, how can that man really feel what his little girl is feeling? Come on! How can that man really feel what that little girl is feeling? She talking about she bleeding and she hurting on the inside. She crapping. No man know nothing about that. So how can he really know? You know what I mean? Oh, it's more I can say. But I already know I done got him hyped up tonight. I already know I done got him started. But that's just it. You really gotta think about these things when you are talking about raising up sex. You can only take them so far. You know what I mean? My mother, she didn't, you know what I'm saying? She didn't understand what was going on in a teenage boy's mind. But you know what she did? She had a perimeter of men around me. So when I gave her lip that was clowning around the house, she didn't say nothing. She just was like, okay, all right. And you know what happened? The next day, the men that she had around me was coming toward me like, all right, we need to talk. We need to talk because she had called these men and said, you get out of line. One of them was my uncle. He was like, you get out of line, come get them before I kill them. So, all right, man, without further ado, let's go ahead and bring John in and rap with John. And then after that, we're going to bring the dynamic duo. Let them come up. I'm gonna get off the stage. I'm going to get right up off the stage and let them do their thing. All right, well, hopefully we're supposed to be having some more people join us on panel. Some of them said they'd be here late, so we'll see how it goes. But let me bring John up, see what's going on. Man, what's good, John? Yes, sir. Yeah, because, man, I mean, did you see how much... Did you see the time on Thursday? We hit three. We almost hit 3 hours. Hit 3 hours. Phil said that he might end up being late. I talked to Phil, so hopefully Phil hop online with us. But yeah, man. Let me ask you though, man. Did you see the fight Saturday? Oh yeah. What you thought you knew he was gonna lose? I was going for him. Okay. Yeah, he knocked our balls out. Mm-hmm. See, you must study your opponent. You got to study your opponent. So he ducking and dodging. Okay. You know what? I had that feeling too. Wilder kind of overthought this. He probably thought he had this one in the bag. But, you know, it didn't turn out like that because he said something about he was changing his glove, his boxing glove or something. He was going to put a different glove on so you could really feel them bare knuckles. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yep. Keep your head on the swivel. That's right. Keep your head on the swivel because if you ain't paying attention, I mean, somebody, they ain't. I didn't see that one coming. Was it Muhammad Ali? One of them, they said, everybody got a plan that somebody get punched in the face. that plan just got thrown out the door. But hey, John, before we bring the dynamic duo up, go ahead and give us your brief explanation about parenting, because I know you got kids and, you know, raising the opposite sex or whatever, you know, what you think about all that? We're going to go ahead and bring up the dynamic duo, and we're going to get this thing popping real quick. We'll pop in on the dynamic duo sporadically. We see. We got it. All right. Okay, all right. I'll see you. She just switched it up tonight. What up, KK? Good. What's going on, King Dwayne? Man, y'all eat y'all weeds? Well, all right, I'm about to get on about it away because I know Dwayne, he got a lot to say, and Kiki got a lot to say. So, man, hey, do y'all thing.
I'm trying to find my life with empty emotions.
We're going to take questions in a minute. John had some questions. Go ahead and ask some questions, John. You was throwing out some questions.
I got you.
I'll put them up there for you. Here go one right here. When you see this picture, right, somebody's sick at this time.
allow our women to get that special
Switch up on you. Right. Yeah, we got another caller.
Grinds my gears when we got people that says God's the foundation. God is behind this. God is behind that. When they don't even do the basic things that God say that they're supposed to do. I mean, come on, how are you going to be spiritual and you're doing things that are not spiritual? Now, I know a lot of folk like to say, well, we're in the flesh and we're this and we're that. The book of Peter says that everything we were tempted with down here, Jesus was tempted with the same. So, you know, we go back to square one, accountability. No parent, I don't care who she is or who he is, no woman can raise a man from a child. It ain't possible. It's never going to happen, and it never did happen. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to shoot nobody down or nothing, but what I'm saying is that no man can raise a girl to be a woman. It ain't humanly possible. It never was set up to be that way, and it's not going to happen. Yeah, you can raise them up to a certain extent, but then after they get to be a certain age, or they come into a certain contact with things, you've got to let them learn from a real man and from a real woman.
Mm-hmm.
If there is, and I put it on the page there. If there's a man out there that can say that he can raise a girl to be a woman, and I'm standing flat foot and solid on this, I can prove him wrong. If there's a woman out there that says she can raise a boy to be a man, I'm going to stand flat-footed and say she's wrong, and I can prove that also. Because, see, we started off on foot. My two loyal lover people that I like so much, you know, Kiki, John, I like you guys. Big King Dwayne, I'm all in your corner. But see, where they started out, they're talking about God is the foundation and that God did this and God did that. Okay, I know God is the foundation, but why do people pick up God and throw him in it after they done went carnal all this time? And I'll drink a Pepsi and listen to the response.
Why he went carnal all this time? So we're going to be taking a break here pretty soon, so go ahead and answer that if y'all can. Go ahead, Kiki.
Anything I need.
strong black man. A strong black man. Strong black man. Oh man, she has already been said and done. Go ahead, John. Okay, okay. Well, what we're going to do real quick, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back. Man, Phil, join the panel, man. I see you in that chat room lighting up. Man, hold on, let's shout out to our people that's in the chat. We got to shout out to people that's in the chat. Let me see who we got up in there. We got Philip Fields. I mean, we got Philip in the chat. Got Mr. Dib in the chat and on the phone. Q, shout out to them. We're going to take a quick little break. We'll be right back. Man, shout out to Biggie, man. Today is Christopher Wallace Day. And, you know what I'm saying, give me y'all the chicken head from Pasadena to the data.
Thank you.
second song. Too much we gotta learn. Too much we gotta learn. All right, welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the BZN Internet Talk Radio Show, where I am your gracious host, Tyron Joe. And you, if you just tuned in, you are tuned into a very great conversation. Tonight's topic, Accountability 101, Part 2. Okay, 101, part 2, and I just felt the need to read this definition. It talks about being accountable in relationships, meaning acknowledging the effect your behaviors have on your partner and owning how you contribute to the negative cycle. Stop right there. Acknowledging the effect your behavior have on your partner and owning how you contribute to the negative cycle. So if you're raising a man child, you know, separated home, the father living over there, you living over here, the majority of the time the man child is there with you. The negative cycle is what the objective is, to be broken. Now, I want to say this, is that, yes, a whole bunch of us were born and we grew up in a single-parent home. But at the end of the day, I know that as a man, if I was raising up a little girl, I could not tell her about her period when she say, "Daddy, I'm cramping." I need a little bit of echo. She said, "Daddy, I'm cramping. I'm hurting." I can't empathize with that. You know, I hear my girl Kiki talking. She gonna raise them up to be strong black men. And you know, I'm all behind you. That's the outcome I want. But at the end of the day, can you really teach that young man about his penis? Other than saying that, yes, he needs to keep it in his pocket. But just like there is vaginal health, bacteria, all these things that little girls need to know about when it comes down to their vagina, there's the same thing with a penis. He might be uncircumcised. That young man needs to know how to clean his penis, uncircumcised penis. He needs to know what one look like, what one don't. Can a woman, can a mother teach this young man that? Will the young man receive it from his mother? Come on! Will the young man receive it from his mother? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah,
can tell them. She can tell them all day, but we talking about who can they receive it from. I'm going to tell you this. I know kids that grew up with both, the mother and the father. But you know what? I heard the father say, I had to put my son into a mentoring group because I've been with this mentoring agency for about, 2014. So how many years is that? About going on 7 years? I've been with this mentoring agency that long, and I know fathers that have come up there with their sons and said, I'm bringing him to you all because I've said a lot to him, and now I see that he's at a point where he's not listening. So I want to bring him to some other men. I want to bring him to some, but to his peers, where he can hear some of the same thing that I've been teaching from them. Come on now. Open up the blinders. Open up the blinders and see. Open up the blinders and see that it take a village. You know what I mean? It take a village. So it ain't going to just be one person at the end of the day anyway. It ain't going to be just one person. It's going to be those who have the influence in that young man or that young lady's life. We talk about accountability. We talk about accountability. So, you know what I mean? We got to hold each other up to standard. We got to hold each other accountable. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's what I would do. Most definitely, that's what I would do. I would, after a while, like, you know, wait, let me, he's starting to get too big for his britches. All right, you know, I've seen another father. His son, he said him and his son have been doing a little bit of arguing. He's like, you need to go get you a job. And you know what? Him and his son now got a real good relationship because now his son knows what hard work is all about. Father taught him about hard work for years. He didn't know until he's like, all right, time for you to get a job. Now you about to know. Now you about to learn. So, yeah, it take a village, you know what I'm saying? Yes. With God, come on, man. Come on. With God, anything is possible. Anything. But I do know some people that they want to, I know some people out there in the world, when they come down to raising kids, they want to try to get all the credit. You know what I mean? I did that. Them shoes he got on, I did that. See, that's negativity right there. We coming against that negativity. We don't want none of that. You know what I'm saying? Well, see, their haircut, I did that. You know what I'm saying? There are parents out there that don't even want them around other parents. You know, we ain't even got off of today, you know, because now I say this, some parents are toxic for the other ones. You know, some parents might be a little too toxic, and then the children, it might be a little unsafe for the kids to be over there. So, you know, that's a whole other story in and of itself. But let me see if Mr. D was back in there, because I know Mr. D, he said he had a question. We got about 25, 30 minutes. All right, we got about 25, 30 minutes on the clock. So we're going to try to get this in, get it out. Mr. D, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, boss. Listen, I don't want nobody to get the wrong understanding. I know that a few of the people on the panel, I'm not the mighty Zarbaz. I don't know what's in everybody's mind. But I do know that there are people that has children that honestly believe that they are raising their children the right way. But somewhere along the line, as the child grows up, they hit a chuck hole.
Now,
I'm going to tell you right off the bat, I'm sorry if I've offended anybody, but I'm sorry. I don't care if you whoop a man's shoe. You cannot raise a girl. A man cannot raise a girl to be a woman. And a woman cannot, no matter how she fights, scruff, and scribble, she cannot
raise a boy to be a man. If anybody actually believes that they can do that, I would like to converse with them after the program, because I don't believe it can be done. And for, you know, individuals to say that they're spiritual or spiritual-minded, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm in your corner, because I believe in the scripture that says, so as a man thinketh, so is he. Even if he may be a reprobate and believe a lie and be damned. You know, I'm all for you. But ask yourself this question, those that consider God to be the foundation, ask yourself this question. Every morning, every minute of the day, am I doing the things that Jesus did since I say I'm spiritual? Because according to the Bible, them that say that they're spiritual is to have the Spirit of God inside of them. And it is a cop-out to say, okay, well, we're flush and God know we're flush. Shut up with all that old foolishness. Because the Bible says in the book of St. Peter that Jesus was tempted by everything that we were tempted of. Good time, easy living, yeah, he did it, but he submitted himself to the Spirit of God. The flesh of God submitted itself back to the power and the Spirit of God. So if we want to throw God out there, let's take it from the hump. Is we doing everything that God did? Or are we looking at people like God looked at them? After all, we say he's the foundation. We said that we know God. Let me throw this scripture out there before I drink my Pepsi. The Bible says that the devil knows God. Said that the devil believes in God and fears and trembling. So wait a minute. I'm not calling nobody a devil. I'm just telling you what the book said out of the Tampered With King James Version. My brother, let me guzzle down this Pepsi.
D, before you go, look at the screen. There's some comments being made on the screen.
I'm having a rough time doing that because, like I said, I'm rolling right now, and I'm using one phone to talk with because I can't hear the B, Z, and Z on the phone, on that line. So I'm going to have to bail out here and look at the screen and come back in a couple of minutes to answer it.
All right, okay. All right. Man. We ain't doing no part three. We ain't trying to have no part three up in there. But y'all about to get a fire started. let me bring John back in. John? What's up, man?
Not the real, don't you know what I'm saying? Only those things. And And those are things that he got from his father. And I will share with him things that I got from my father. Because my mother and his grandmother, they're both spiritual people. So, of course, those children could be raised. Even if it was on the flip side, when you talk about me and old women, he and I could do all things. Now, put a big old wedge in the whole thing, put your father and put my wife in, and your children and my soil, you're going to have problems. If you don't understand about what soil and the woman to keep the soil, and how that the beneficiary or detrimental, the kids are going to have problems. But if it's today, you all move the mouth. And so they're going to swerve off and have, you know, their own life. But being held on a change, you know what I'm saying? But they're absolute. What's the problem? So what do you say? A man cannot say, a girl, the woman, I can't.
Feel, you telling me that there was no type of man in your life that was an influence when you was growing up. That's what I'm trying to figure out. No man. Because, yes, I grew up in a single woman, mother household. But there was men around the perimeter at all times. It was like they was on standby. If I ever got out of line, one of them was on standby. She called. Bad influences. Okay, what about man influences? Did you have any man influences? None with morals. Oh, okay. Okay, Jai, now to John. Okay, I mean, I know these, like I was saying earlier, when your daughter, when that time of the month came, who did your daughter go to talk about that time with a woman? That's what I'm saying. You need a woman. She needs a woman for that. Can you really empathize with her? Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Right. That's what I'm saying. Being able to go to somebody. You know what I'm saying? Because I know, I mean, I can do what you did too. Get a book or something and say, hey, read this book. And then you come back and tell me. But as far as me really just gonna step one foot forward in front of the other and just start saying, yeah, well, this would just mean da 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 da, I ain't going. I'm not even going. I ain't going to try that. Okay, he said his daughter came to him. Okay, what did you do, Phil? Did you empathize with her, Phil? What did you do when your daughter came to you? Or did you go get somebody to help out? or whatever. That's what I believe that's what D talking about. I mean, I'm gonna speak for myself for the most part, but that's what D talking about is, you know, they it take he's a hell I took it to the store. Okay, and did you let the pharmacy in the store talk to her? Because I would do that too. I mean, if the pharmacist is well versed in what's going on, I'm saying, can you talk to my daughter about this? Because, you know, I don't know nothing about that. I explained to her what was going on. Okay, all right. I mean, I'm listening to the stories. I'm listening to them. See, we are running down to about our last 10. Let's bring in Kiana and Dwayne. What up? Welcome back.
That's my brother and I. Thank you.
Hey, is that nigga holding her stubby?
Boy, Russell, boy.
Hey, what's going on here, Dwayne?
Wow. Wow. This man's right here, boy. I gotta do the work.
I'm standing safe as I raise my son. gonna send you something. You know what I'm saying? So my idea is that it can't be done because he still teaches that. You know what I mean?
It can be done. It can be done. That's how y'all don't listen to what I'm saying. No. If I go tomorrow and I don't have any help, but I'm doing everything on my own, that's what God helps. That's all I need. God don't need us. We need him. Comprehend what I'm saying. When you comprehend it, you get what I'm saying. But I understand, as I thought, don't make mistakes. That will not trust you. Watch it work.
Wait, what are you talking about? Wait, what are you talking about? Don't they slave you? Who's swaying you, Kiki? Kiki clowning, man. What that first post I wrote? I wrote that she was capping. There it is. Kiki capping. You capping already. Stop dating. Oh, Mr. D, he back ready for you. He said he ain't cute. He back ready. I was going to say, y'all was doing good. But Kiki talking about some, whoever watches might think they can't handle the work. Where you about to go? Where you about to go?
Uh-oh.
Man,
alright,
Keith.
Oh, you there, T?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead, D.
Okay, now listen up, man. I understand a few people that got all up in their emotions and their feelings right now, but they speaking propaganda and fake news. I mean, you know, Keith, my girl, man, but she got to kicking out there with that TikTok and all that bourgeois. That's where a lot of disinformation is coming from the social media. But the bottom line is, okay, Brother John, I'm in your corner, man. I'm in your corner, one for all and all for one. Sure, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, but first, I've got to be endowed with the power that was spoken of in the book of Acts. And if I ain't got that power, I can't do much of nothing. So, you know, I mean, I understand that a few people are in their feelings. Yes. Yes. Our parents, those that had single parents, they did a fantastic job. They did a great job. But the bottom line is when that child got a certain age, somebody around there told that girl how to be a lady, better yet, a woman. Somebody told that man or that boy how to be a man. I mean, you know, the single parents do a fantastic job. I would be the first to say single parents do a great job. Look at all them superstars making millions of dollars that had only a mother or only a father. They did a great job. But the bottom line is most of us, I wish I was African-American Negroes, like to throw God in as a punching bag. I need him when I want him, that's when he's there. He's okay. But other than that, I don't do like the scripture said. I don't look at my brother man like the scripture said. But I know God. That's why the scripture says that in the last days, a lot going to say, I did this for you, Lord. I did that. And God going to say, no, back up. You did it, but you didn't do it right. Now, come on. Be honest with yourself. Look at yourself. No matter how great a parent you wish you were, even I'm the best parent in the universe. And if any parent does not believe that they're the best parent in the universe, they need to hang up their saddle. I'm the best parent in the world. But even my kids, when they get a certain point, they grow up and fall off the wagon. I'm not saying that, hey, I got girls and I got boys. And some of my boys are men and some of my girls are girls. But the bottom line is I can't raise a girl to be a woman. And no matter how we like to get in our feelings and our emotions, we that are of the opposite gender cannot raise our girls to be women and the women cannot. I don't care how you slap saw it around, you want to. Eventually, that boy that you raised up is going to run into somebody that's going to teach him how to be a man. And also, I have to throw this out there because there was a little shot that was thrown out there that wasn't exactly correct. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. There is people that know your spirituality because the Bible said, the one that you say you live by, the King James Version said, a tree is known by the fruit it bears. So you guys, quit kicking around throwing that Bible out there. If you don't have the foundation of the Bible, then you don't have, I don't think you really need to throw God out there at all. Just like a person that don't vote. If you don't vote, sit down and shut up. You don't have the right to enjoy the benefits of the people that do vote. And I'll drink a half a pint of Pepsi.
Now, hold on. Wait, see, hold on, see. D talking about voting. You can and you can't wait.
If a person
takes
the
not raise a
you can't raise
a woman. Well, these followers of God, ain't all things possible through God?
We talking about, see, thing is, see.
The only time a person can say, I can do all things through God, yes, providing you got the foundation first. Because the book that you know.
Two of y'all talking at the same time. Hold on. Let D go real quick. Go ahead, Mr. D.
Okay, the book lets you know. Why call me Lord, Lord, if you ain't going to do the things that I tell you to do? Okay? So you can say, yeah, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Listen to that. Through Christ who strengthened me. I have to have myself in the correct position so Christ can strengthen me. You don't see in the Tampa Wick King James Version where Jesus went out and do a lot of things we do, you know, drinking, going after women, popping them drugs and stuff. Jesus didn't do all that. Yes, he was tempted by it, but he submitted himself to the spirituality of God. And if you do that, then you will be able to be strengthened through God who can do all things.
Well, I think that's the way to
come. Got to guzzle this Pepsi real quick.
Oh.
The man. I had to go talk to a little boy one time about that. His mom, she was like, she just couldn't do it. And his father wasn't in the picture at the time. And she was like, you know, just talk to him about it. And me and her, we had a nice little talk. I ain't even the boy's father. We had a nice little talk. And I checked in with the mom a couple weeks later. She's like, whatever you said to him worked, because he don't come out of his bedroom like that no more. Yeah, she raising our project. She raising our project niggas. but wait, Dwayne, it's more Dwayne. You know it. The thing is, she really attracted who she is. Oh. She just attracted who she is. But we was trying to break that knowledge down to her in her comment section. She wasn't receiving, so therefore she was cussing people out and blocking folks. So that's it. Tease brothers. I don't even want to get in on her. I don't not want to go in on her.
recordings on our own, and he said it was no father figure. So the first thing she ever did was put God first in everything, so that she came out fine. So I guess it's his opinion can be done.
Uh-oh, you going out, Dwayne. Uh-oh, you might have to come back in.
Think
it's it. Yeah, where you at, Fields? I gave Field the link. All he had to do was just click on the link. I think Dwayne, he froze up. You might have to come back in. I'm going to take him off. I'm going to take him off, and then he can come back in. Yeah, he froze up. I'm hearing what you said.
I'm talking about can it be done or not. You know what I'm saying? And to be, if God is all powerful, how can we say, well,
okay.
And he can say, I was stationary.
He wasn't stationary. Okay, I got him.
Well, you can't do this. What he needs to be done or it
can't. You know what I'm saying? So
I think that's how
he was looking
at it. Because he's looking at it as, my mama did. You know what I'm saying? And I
don't
know.
That's what I said. Yeah, I was waiting for him to talk, too, because in the chat room, is, you know, we ain't really understanding what he's saying through this chat room. He had to come up here and spoke to us.
Women are built on emotion. You know what I'm saying? So they do that. See, we do it all the time. There's nothing wrong. We don't get mad at them. You know what I'm saying? If they do that. But we just know that's what they're going to do. Like,
yeah, we ain't, yeah.
Why you think it's your
killer? Right, right, yeah. I mean, I ain't tripping. I'm just saying, I'm like, we gonna have this conversation. We having a real conversation, so you know, we ain't no really ain't no room for you know, well, this day, you know. But hey, you know, like somebody got in their feelings last week talking about if you don't raise your kids, if you ain't going hard for your kids, you a punk, you a jellyback, you all this. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, for real, like I'm like, how can you do it? How can you say all this? You ain't got kids your damn self. You know what I mean? So how you going to say all that? Come on. You know what I mean? All right, they're going to feel. They ain't going to right there. Bring them right on in. He coming right in. What up, Phil? I guess this is turned into an all-male show. It's an all-male show right here. Man, feel like he's about 35. Feel about 35. 45. Oh, that was up, man.
Yeah.
No, we ain't saying that. Oh, let me bring it. No, yeah, we ain't saying that.
Did they have my own appraisal? Did they get no business out here? You know, and
Right. Yeah, well, man, another night, another banger night, man. We're going to shut this thing down. And, man, appreciate the conversation tonight, y'all. Great, great, great conversation. Shout out to the conversation. Man, so what we going to do, man, let John close us out real quick and shoot. Hey, we'll be back Thursday with another heater. Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern with another heater. Close it out, John.
That was a great conversation, y'all. I was glad everybody was able to get on. We got a fire topic, so it's time to stretch it out like that. It's always a good thing.
Yes,
so
sir.
Shout out to everybody that came in. Shout out to Katie, DD, Bill,
most definitely.
And
know, if they want to call in, get up on the screen, get their cash app.
Their cash app for them.
God would be Thursday. Shout out to GIB.
GIB. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Up Thursday, another heater, another banger. I don't know what the topic going to be because I'm trying to get a special guest. Get a special guest to come in on Thursday. If I can't get the special guest, we're going to speak about commitment. That was a big, huge conversation on my page today because thing is people want to play slick. And I'm going to just call their names women because men will tell a woman that I don't want to commit to you. But the woman would think, well, this vagina is so good and juicy. If I let him hit, he might want to commit. Hold on, let me bring the men back in. I got to bring the men back in on this. Hold on. I need to bring the men back in on this. Like, for real, men. I need y'all opinion real quick, for real. Have y'all ever been in a situation like this where y'all told a woman, no, I don't want to commit to you. But then somehow she ended up giving you the vagina. And she think at that point, we go together, but at the end of the day, you like, I just got me some good vagina. Come on, talk to me real quick, real quick. You ain't got a lot of kick and feel. You ain't got a lot of kick and feel. Yeah. Right. This ain't going nowhere. Right. Confusing that a mug. Walt Disney like a mug, Dwayne. They don't know which ride to get on. They confused like a mug. I'm just saying, oh, okay, I'm gonna check the videos out, yeah. My girl, your vagina is not the best in the world. Oh boy, talking about this the best vagina since sliced bread. And that thing ain't even, when you get up in there, that thing ain't even halfway wet. Man. Okay, I mean, I ain't putting nobody out there, but I know my experiences I've made with some of them. So I know, like, they done talk this big game, and you like, okay, well, let's see what it's talking about. And then you like, oh, no, come on. Well, hey, that was years ago, but man. I ain't saying nobody's name, right? I won't dare say nobody's name, but I mean, I'm just saying, though, like, man, I mean, hey, this was with a woman that I know I told. It ain't going down like that. No relationship. And hey, that was years ago, but hey, you know.
They right. I mean, I think they are right. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I can say that now because of mine.
Right.
I'm saying,
I think somebody calling you.
If I was in a I'm not expecting him to say a verse. So I preached that to him.
How old is your son? Oh, 18, okay.
Go on and tell me.